He used to be a gambling man, just like you. Until he sank so low, there was nothing, no one to do. He used to be a gambling man, just like you. Until he sank so low, there was nothing, no one to do.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Fogg. 2 minutes after 6 o'clock on WNEC FM in Henniker, New Hampshire. We're going to be keeping you up to date on what's happening out at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant throughout the evening. If anything should develop, we should be right on top of it, so to speak. Well, anyway, a couple hundred miles away from it anyhow. We'll be having a nuclear physicist doing an interview all coming up in about 20 minutes, so stick around for that. Could be very interesting. Also, The NEC Variety Show, sponsored by the Pilgrim Yearbook, has been rescheduled for Friday, April 20th at 7:30 p.m. in the New Science Building Lecture Hall. There is still room for anyone interested in performing in the show. Sign up now in the SAC. Blondie.
just can't make myself unwind. Cause every time I close my eyes, I see your face, and I find my eyes wide open, and I'm staring into space. It's been too long this time. I can hardly stand another day. With all the miles and lies between us, can it be that tomorrow holds a promise of joy for you and me?
In a little while I'll be on my way. So hold on, baby, just for one more day.
Coming. there was a Joe leaning on the back door, a couple Jills that had their eyes on a couple bills, and the eyes were stating they was waiting to get their hands on some easy money. They flip a dime, one says, well, I'll take it this time. One step up, one step back, one loosened her shoulder strap. She couldn't see, her knees got weak. Oh, she could almost taste it. Easy money. There was this old black cow was sending an old black Cadillac, and Joe smelled sweet, so she curls up her boyfriend's feet. She says, I got a plan. Listen, Sam, how'd you like to make some of that easy money? Oh, you say yeah. Oh, yeah. Just tell me what you want me to do. She said, maybe you can trust me. Oh, baby, but you must be hiding in my room with a quarter to two. Well, the cat told the boy, but the jilly set the bait and she won't go set around and wait. But this guy was wise to all of the lies, and he flies out the door with easy money. Oh, Vic Cole said, there ain't no man who got the money in his hand, got any of that bread by being slow in the head. The easier it looks, the harder it hooks. There ain't no such thing. Easy money. We say yeah. Oh yeah. Saturday night there was a terrible fight between two dames who was losing the same game. It wasn't clear, but I hear that somebody was looking for some easy money.
Ricky Lee Jones doing Easy Money. Before that, Losing in Love, Lee Kunkel, Art Garfunkel doing In a Little While. Susie Quattro started out with Stumbling In. 18 minutes past 6 o'clock in WNECFM land. I'm Dr. Frog, going to be here a while. And coming up shortly, we'll have the interview with the famed nuclear physicist coming up. So stay tuned for that. That'll be just right after the weather now. And here's the weather. Variable cloudiness tonight. Low temperatures 30 to 35 degrees. Thickening cloudiness tomorrow. Rain likely by tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures will be 44 to 49 degrees tomorrow. Rain tomorrow night and Tuesday. Low temperatures will be 35 to 40 degrees. High on Tuesday near 50. Light northeast winds tonight, becoming east to southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour tomorrow. Probability of precipitation is 10% tonight, 60% tomorrow, and 90% tomorrow night. Presently high atop the New England College Library, it's 39 degrees, and I guess we just didn't have a good weekend at all this weekend. Just drizzle and rain. It seems to be the story of New Hampshire weather for the weekends. Okay, let's go to the interview.
Nukes in the news! We're talking today with Ned Bantam, General Defective. Hello, Ned.
Oh, hello.
Well, Ned, what about these reports that your new hot breeder reactor plant out by the high school is dumping harmfully potential radioactive waste into the river every day?
world. That's silly, isn't it? There's no truth in that claim whatsoever. And logically, I ask you, how could we possibly do such a thing in broad daylight without being observed?
Oh, you couldn't.
No, of course not. And that's why we do it at night. Oh. You ought to see it. It's like a fireworks display, only without noise.
Yes, but some of the locals say that it's been killing fish.
Well, mm-hmm. It doesn't kill fish. Oh, I really hope you all heard that out there. There's not one dead fish. I'll repeat that. There's not one dead fish. Well, there's not one living fish within 50 miles of that dump site.
Well, then why all this fallout over nuclear safety?
Bad press and bad statistics.
Oh, I see.
I took a look at the statistics just today on nuclear safety, and boy, they're really bad.
Are these figures available to the public?
Oh, sure. We've got them publicly posted right down there by the hot pile. Anybody can go down there, take a look at them anytime, day or night. It's all the same down there.
Okay, then, Ned, why is there so much opposition to nuclear power, then?
Well, it's contained in the very word nuclear itself.
How's that?
Let me illustrate it to you on this blackboard here. See? Nuclear, N-U-C-L-E-A-R. All right, ironically, these seven separate letters are like the little tiny atoms themselves. We can move them around to create modern energy, and as we move these letters around, we get R-E-A-L, real, N-U, new, comma, C, question mark?
Uh-huh, real news.
That's right, that's right. That's what it was when we first brought it out.
Oh.
And it starts getting manipulated by the communists.
The what?
The next, by the colonists.
Oh.
And they start moving things around themselves. They come up with dumb questions like, are you clean?
Oh, same letters.
Right, different combinations. Then they answer this question by saying it's unclear. And then they claim that nuclear power is unreal. See? As simple as that.
Oh, I see. It's all their fault.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, but come on, Ned. Nothing can be that perfect. You got to level with us. There's got to be some hidden cost here in this new source of power.
Oh, well, sure. There's my salary, for instance, which, by the way, I just earned.
Well, you certainly did. And thank you, Ned. I'll see you in the big lobby.
Oh, thank you. That ought to convince him.
I think so.
Yeah. Nuclear energy. With us, whether we like it or not, for the next 200,000 years.
You can't. ghost of all the ships at sea. But just in case you think it's lies, then here's a ghost for our own time. You see, there was a crash at night, and the pilots in command all died. And after many months had passed, the widows all had cried their last. And when the moon shines on the silver wing, when the moon shines on the silver wing, when the moon shines, look out, here comes the ghost of Flight 401. Ghost of Flight 401 appeared aboard the jet airplanes. In flesh and blood and clothes he came, on an Eastern airline I can't name. But suddenly the ghost appeared of the pilots that had died that year. Now, I'm not saying they were puffs of smoke, they were real as life. It ain't no joke. And when the moon shines on the silver wings, when the moon shines on the silver wings, when the moon shines, look out, here comes the ghost of Flight 401.
Just a puppet on a broken string. train. Whoa, I will face the sun, leaving shadows far behind. And together we'll go on through time.
Company, Crazy Circles. Well, 39 minutes after 6 o'clock. Convert that around, it's about 21 minutes before 7. At 7 o'clock, we'll have ABC Network News coming through for you. Let you know what's happening in the rest of the world, especially Harrisburg. If there's anything else that happens, we'll get it on the air as soon as possible for you. Back about 20 minutes ago, we started out with Procter & Bergen doing Nukes in the News, followed by Jumping to the Fire. Nielsen, No Way Out, off the new Tubes album. Bob Welch doing the Ghost of Flight 401. About 39 degrees outside. Here's a little notice for you. Dear whale enthusiasts, come join us Monday night at 6:30 in the Student Activities Center for our weekly meeting. The Whale Awareness Group needs your ideas, support, and help. Please come and check it out and have a whale of a time. That's every Monday night at 6:30.
When you're on your way to class or work, who do you depend on to get your day off to a good start? Who else is going to tell you how to dress for the weather? We're the one, WNEC-FM in Henniker, New Hampshire.
Thank you. Thank you.